Hey, y'all, it is Lainey Wilson, Nashville recording artist, and this is my single, Things a Man Ought to Know, with Brandon and Melissa of the Backstage Pass Podcast.
You're listening to the Backstage Pass, powered by thesportguyspodcast.com. It's a grand slam of music and sports, presented by Tour Guitars, Burrell Outdoors, Beaumont Fast Signs, Reactiving.com, and Hermes Double E Grocery. This is your home for some of the hottest new artists in music today, as well as some of the greatest artists from yesterday. Here are Brandon Morrell and Nick Canizales, exclusively on thesportsguyspodcast.com.
And welcome in to the Backstage Pass. Of course, we're also powered by our good friends at thesportsguyspodcast.com and presented by our good friends over at Tour Guitars. If you're in the market for that custom-made guitar, check those guys out, tourguitars.us. Of course, that custom order can still be made Christmas around the corner. The sweet tone comes from the wood, and of course, they provide pictures from start to finish. Here in the Backstage Pass, so Brandon Morrell, Melissa Rowe on the show here from Rhyme Partners, and pleased to welcome in Nashville's own. Man, she was penned as an artist to watch in 2020 by Pandora, The Boot, and of course, Sounds Like Nashville. And of course, Next Women of Country by CMT. Lainey Wilson joins us here on the Backstage Pass. Lainey, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just so excited to talk to y'all.
We're excited to have you.
We're excited to talk to you, too. Really, I am. I wish we were in person right now, but this is going to do my soul some good, I can tell already.
It'll do it good, no doubt about it. And of course, say, Baskin, Louisiana, I know that area very well down here, of course, being a native from there. And the South has produced so many great country artists coming out of Texas and Louisiana. I kind of wanted to get that story again, because you kind of showed up in Nashville kind of knowing what you wanted to do, but when you first got there, I know it's been a long road, and of course, to become a successful country music singer. I want to hear it all, Lainey. Just tell me the story about arriving there, and of course, knowing that this was what you wanted to pursue for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Brandon, it's really kind of crazy, because a lot of people say, you know, when did you know that Nashville was where you were supposed to be, and, you know, that you wanted to do something like this? And it sounds really kind of insane, but I was 9 years old, and my parents took me on a trip, a family vacation to Gatlinburg, and we went and saw Dollywood, and we did the whole thing. And on the way home back to Northeast Louisiana, because I'm originally from Baskin, Louisiana. Now, every time I say Baskin, everybody thinks I'm talking about Carol. I'm not. We ain't talking about Carol. But if you've heard of Monroe, Duck Dynasty, that area, that's where I'm from. But on the way home to Baskin, I begged my mama and daddy to just drive through Nashville. And I remember exactly where I was on the interstate in the back seat, actually. And I was back there sitting with my sister. And I remember looking at the Batman building. And I, even at 9 years old, I had this overwhelming feeling. And I said out loud, I said, this is my home. And and my mama turned around the back seat and she was like, Lainey, don't say that. You're my baby. You're my baby. But I have always known. And a few weeks prior to that vacation, I had actually written my first song, and I was at one of my best friend's house, and we were having a sleepover, and we ended up just writing a song, and that literally just kind of started it ignited the fire. And from then on out, my daddy played guitar by ear. He showed me a few chords, so I started playing around 11. But I've always known that I wanted to be here. I wanted to do the dang thing. I just didn't really know how. So in high school, as my high school occupation, I actually impersonated Hannah Montana, and that was my job. I would do 3 or 4 parties a weekend. I'm talking about fairs, festivals, birthdays. The last place I did it was at St. Jude, and every now and then they let Lainey Wilson open up for Hannah Montana, but most of the time they just wanted Hannah.
Well, let me ask you something, Lainey. Are you still imitating her?
I'm telling you, if it's going to make me some money, I'll do it.
She's grown up, as you know.
She has grown up, but I would say this. If Hannah Montana was still in style, you dang right. We ain't playing shows right now. I'd be pulling that wig out. I'd be going to the birthday parties.
Oh, man. You're not going to jump on a wrecking ball.
No, I'm not going to. No, we won't do that. My parents would have my butt if I did that. But
I I love that story you just told about having your parents drive straight to Tennessee. I love that. In fact, when you said that, I just got chills because it kind of reminds me of one of my favorite things I've always heard. It says that the Spirit bears witness. Mm-hmm. And I love that because I think that happens whether we, you know, meet people instantly, we feel like somehow that person's going to be in my life, or we go somewhere. Yep. And even at 9 years old, yes, you know that your spirit was bearing witness. And I just, that's just a wonderful story. Oh. And Lainey, it says that when you moved to Nashville, you pulled up in your bumper pull-up camper trailer.
Yes, so, girl.
My question to you is, are you still in that bumper camper?
I'm not. You know, the first 3 years that I lived here, because I've been here a total of, 9.5 years now. But the first 3 years, yes, I lived in it. And there was actually a guy from Baskin, who loved music. He wanted to move to Nashville, and he wanted to do the whole producing thing and stuff. And my grandfather on my daddy's side actually in the late 70s gave him just a few hundred dollars and kind of helped him move up here. And his name is Jerry Cupid. Wow. And Jerry ended up having some success in the 90s and stuff like that. But as a favor in return, he let me live in his studio parking lot for free for the first 3 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, I bummed his water and Wi-Fi and electricity and went to town.
Oh, man, that's such a great story, too. Is he still hanging out in Nashville? Or?
No, so it's a really kind of crazy story, but he really is the one who taught me how to write a song. Since I lived in his yard, basically, I would go into the studio every day, and we wrote probably 300 plus songs together.
Wow.
And when you write 300 songs with somebody, I mean, you really know them. You know them. Yes. Well. But he ended up actually getting sick and passing away. Mm. And at that point in time, he was really the only person I knew in Nashville. Wow. And there's been a whole lot of, you know, like switching gears. I'm like, well, now I kind of have to start over. Which is okay, because I did. Mm-hmm. But I sold my camper and was like, well, dang it, I'm not going home. So I'm going to figure this out some way or another.
Wow.
And there's been a whole lot of things in my way that should have prevented me from being here. Mm-hmm. And I guess that just means I'm kind of slightly insane.
Hey, tell me about that Grand Ole Opry debut. What was that like standing in that circle when you first made that Grand Ole Opry debut? Everybody wants to be there, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And actually, the story I was just telling y'all about when my parents drove through Nashville, they actually took me to the Opry, too. And just as vivid as I remember being on the interstate, I remember where I was sitting, you know, in the Opry. And so this year, February 14th on Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. I got to stand in that circle. I can't believe they let me get up there, but they did. And I'm telling you right now, it was the most surreal. I mean, when I tell you I felt the Holy Spirit, it was unbelievable.
Nashville has so many of those full circle moments, and I love all of them. I've had moments as a publisher and a songwriter, but I've had moments as a songwriter, yep, where I'd be sitting in a room with an artist that I listened to when I was a little girl. And yep, I have to pinch myself and I think to myself, somebody had told me when I was a little girl. So I can only imagine you standing up there on that stage and then looking out to where that seat was that, yep, you were sitting in. I just,
yes,
love
girl,
that. I mean, it's one of the reasons too I really call it, I don't call it Music City, I call it Magic City.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Go right ahead.
You are right. It is full of magic. I mean, it's full of a lot of heartbreak and stuff too. Yes, but I mean, is. But when you do feel that magic, man, you feel it.
Mm-hmm. You do. I think you just got to hang in there. I mean, the stories, you're going to have them. And I love that 9 years, you definitely have a lot of them. And you're right. There's a lot of heartbreak. And then there's a lot of, you know, oh man, you know, I think some of those stories should actually be highlighted more sometimes, because then it would just let people know, you, yep, know, what it takes and kind of the things that you go through. But when you're committed and you're meant to do it, you do it. And so,
you're right. And I mean, honestly, if I'm being real, this is the only thing I really know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I could go home and help my daddy farm, but I ain't doing that. So this has got to work.
Right. So speaking of home, are you going to get to see your family for the holidays? Or
I am, yes. I'm actually going to go home this coming weekend. My sister, she has got a son. His name is Knox. So I'm an aunt for the first time. And there he's a little over a year old. And he gets to see my life. Man, I'm telling you, he is a knucklehead. He has brought so much joy to my family, and it's gonna be a good Christmas.
Oh, there is just nothing like a baby's love, and that is so special. And Brandon has a less than year old little girl, his first baby, Chloe.
Oh,
Chloe.
Yeah. Have to send you some pics, Lainey, no doubt. She's the joy of our world now, and the first Christmas is coming up, so a lot of things to do there. And of course, I love what you did with the Redneck Hollywood EP. We're going to play a song off of it right now. Again, Lainey Wilson here on the Backstage Pass, presented by our good friends over at Tour Guitars. It's Things a Man Ought to Know. Yeah, I've heard that a few times. Here it is on the Backstage Pass, folks, from Lainey Wilson, presented by Tour Guitars. Crank it up.
Trailer on the 2-inch hitch. I can shoot a shotgun, I can catch a fish. I can change a tire on the side of a road. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
If you're in the market for a custom-made, custom-designed acoustic guitar, there is only one place to go, and that is Tour Guitars. Our custom-made guitars can be made from numerous shapes and sizes to accommodate multiple playing styles, personal playability, and voice.
choose from many exotic rainforest woods or domestic tone woods. Many are hand-finished in the old-style French polishing method. Personalized inlays are a feature, as are embellishments like pickups, sound ports, shell inlays, wooden, and shell rosettes. We design together and then we create. Pictures are provided from start to finish. Tour Guitar's sweet tone comes from the wood. To get yours today, visit toirguitars.us or give us a call at 806-252-8943. That's 806-252-8943.
Hey y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, the old country music singer from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to the Sports Guys podcast right here on SoundCloud and Spotify.
And welcome back here to the show again, Brandon Morrell and Melissa Rowe inside the Backstage Pass presented by our good friends over at Tour Guitars. And check them out, tourguitars.us, for your custom-made guitar today with Christmas coming up here just a few weeks out. Again, Lainey Wilson inside the Backstage Pass. So, hey, when you break down that entire EP, Redneck Hollywood, did so many great things for you, some great songs in Yellowstone, but where was the idea behind Things a Man Ought to Know? Because I think that's a fantastic song.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. So my co-writers, Jason Nix and Jonathan Singleton, seriously, in my opinion, two of the best songwriters in Nashville. And every time I'm in a room with them, I'm lucky to be there. I mean, I always say I want to be the worst writer in the room. And when I'm writing with those two, I definitely am. But I truly do. I learn so much from them every single time. But so Jason actually came into Big Machine, I guess it was about 2 years ago now. He came into Big Machine with this idea called Things a Man Ought to Know. And it was originally a dude idea, but he kind of threw it by me. And, man, we got to talking about all the things that we thought a man ought to know. And the list was just way too long. So we were like, all right, we got to kind of trim it back a little. But we really just kind of dug into the things that my parents taught me growing up, you know, things that they thought were essential things that I needed to know before I left the house, like how to start a fire, how to hook up a truck and trailer, how to back up a truck and trailer, how to turn a wrench, you know, all the things like that. And then we kind of just really started talking about like all of our childhoods and started talking about really the characteristics that our parents taught us to look for in ourselves, but also in other people. And yeah, really, it's just,
you were so, ahead, I thought you guys were so awesome about, you know, putting the actual physical things in there with the emotional context too of things a man ought to know. And but what this girl wants to know is, how did it go from not making the short list and then going into the studio, you taking it in there anyway, and then it becoming this great song? Because
it really is wild. It was not even on the short list. And it was another one of those things where I just kept coming back to it. I was like, I just kind of had this overwhelming feeling of, we were supposed to cut this song. And I didn't know, you know, why I felt that way or how we were going to do it. I didn't know who I was going to have to convince or whatever. But finally, we somehow all got on the same page and we were like, you're right. It feels a spot that we need. And then thank God we did. I mean, because it is. Yeah, it's been the one that's kind of raised its hand for me, even just playing it out and about in front of people. This is the one that they really talk about and connect to and relate to.
That's a really cool story. Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess you said it didn't make the short list, but you ended up just persevering and getting it recorded, and your gut was right. And I want to know, too, before we move on from this song, I personally, of your three videos, your official video and your lyric video, I love your a cappella video. And I want to know how that came about or what, you know, why you guys decided to do that. But
that was really a spur of the moment thing. You know, we were up there. We were actually on the red light management rooftop and we were shooting something. I can't even remember what we were up there shooting. I think it was like liners or something like that. And I was just kind of walking around singing and my friend Cece, she had her camera and she was like, shoot, well, let's get a little acapella version. So yeah, that kind of just organically happened. And
what a great idea. I just think that was a fantastic idea. I mean, you sound just as beautiful acapella as you do recorded. And
thank you.
That's just something you don't see that often. And so just really wanted to point that out. If you guys have not heard the acapella version, you need to go listen to that too.
Thank you so much, girl.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Wait a few.
Well, yeah, I'm ready to get a little sideways here on the show. You ready to?
Let's do it.
Straight up sideways from Lainey Wilson. Here it is on the Backstage Pass presented by Tour Guitars, and I guess that could be Jack and Coke or just whatever else you want. Here it is. Straight up sideways, Lainey Wilson on the Backstage Pass. Crank it up.
SportsGuysPodcast.com. You don't want to miss this stuff. You don't want to miss it. Tune in every day. Find out what's going on. Bo Bice told you so.
Irma's W Grocery is a place where families meet to reconnect and enjoy time together and visit with their neighbors while enjoying selections from a menu which features an all-American style cuisine made from scratch every day. Give them a call at 979-398-9187 or visit them at their Facebook page at Irma's W Grocery and on Google at Double E Grocery. It's Irma's W Grocery in Friday, Texas, where the food and fun meet up.
Hey, this is comedian Bill Engvall, and you're listening to my two favorite guys, Brandon and Jeff, on the Backstage Pass. And a little trivia, these are the two guys I gave the very first Here's Your Science to.
And welcome back here to the show again. Brandon Morrell and Melissa Rowe inside the Backstage Pass with Nashville recording artist Lainey Wilson. We're presented by our good friends over at Tour Guitars. Check them out, tourguitars.us, for your custom-made guitar today. So that was featured in Season 3, Episode 6 of Yellowstone. You've done a few of those tracks there for Yellowstone out there, and of course the co-writer credits on songs, and you know, like I said, working with Luke Combs, so many great things out there. Talk about Straight Up Sideways, because another great song off that great EP.
Thank you, man. Yeah, so I wrote Straight Up Sideways with Jason Nix, who also wrote Things a Man Ought to Know, mm-hmm. Dan Alley, and Reed Isbell, and we were on the road with Morgan Wallen at that time. It was me, him, and Hardy, And somebody had sent out a bus for us to ride that weekend. And, man, we were living high on the hog because we had never been on a tour bus. And we ended up writing a song. And it was just one of those, like, party anthem songs. And then Taylor Sheridan, the writer and producer of Yellowstone, heard it after we had already released it, and he decided that he wanted to put it in the third season, sixth episode of Yellowstone. And, man, it is crazy, the boost it really gave my numbers and stuff, because it really just kind of introduced my music to people who might not would have ever heard it, you know, on terrestrial radio or anything like that. So it's
talk about timing, you know. God, I mean, I'm obsessed with the Yellowstone series.
Maybe, like, sure.
You know, I'm like, hurry up.
Tell me about it.
And so, you know, I've watched, obviously, every season, heard your songs, and, you know, that's another thing about Nashville and timing. I mean, you're perfect. Obviously, there's a lot of music. I love that, too. Yellowstone. If you guys have not watched Yellowstone, what are you thinking? You need to catch up to it at all?
Man.
No, I know. They really, we're going to keep the focus on you and Straight Up Sideways, which I have to tell you, too. I smile so big when I think of Lainey Wilson and Straight Up Sideways. I hope you don't mind me saying that, but I follow you on Instagram and I watch you and stuff, and I cannot think of a better title.
Girl, I'm telling you, I'm crazy on there. I'm crazy on Instagram. I embarrass my family so much. They're like,
you're just real.
Quit calling me, asking me.
She is. Brandon, if you don't follow her, you're going to have to follow her. She's funny. She's real. I just love people that are just honest, and they're just who they are. And you know that. You know that, you know? If your hair's not done, your hair's not done.
That's right. It's dry shampoo. 9 times out of 10.
Hey, I got to ask you about a great song we did. We went out to a show in Houston last year and caught my buddies with Muscadine Bloodline. And just a great, great, God, a lot of great songs there. You did a great, great duet with them. And, of course, those guys are fantastic out there, killing it in country music. A song called Pieces. Talk about how that came together, because those guys are really blowing it up, too, right now.
They're killing it. I'm so stinking proud of them. But so I met Gary.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably 2013, because I was still living in my camper at that time, and he had posted a song on Facebook. It went viral, something like that, and I messaged him. I was like, hey man, I love what you do. If you ever come to Nashville, let me know and maybe we can write. Well, a few months later, he actually came to Nashville to record, like, it was his first trip to Nashville to record some stuff, and he called me, and we met, and we hung out, and we wrote, I think it was, I'm trying to remember exactly which studio, I'd be lying, but we ended up writing in a janitor's closet, because they didn't have another room for us.
Turned it sideways.
That's right. Sorry. That's right.
I'm sorry, I'm back on that.
I'm telling you, girl, it goes back to everything, really. But... So, yeah, I really hit it off with Gary. Years later, he ended up actually bringing his friend to town, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not even a duo at that point. And they came over to my apartment after I'd sold my camper. And Gary was like, this is my buddy Charlie. You know, I pretty much write the songs and he sings them and whatever. And then next thing I know, they were a duo and they were killing it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we just got together, I guess, probably about a year ago now and wrote this song. And we all felt it was pretty dang special the day we wrote it. And then they asked me to feature on it, and I was like, absolutely.
And when you guys wrote that, Lainey, were you writing it for them as a duo in mind?
Yes.
Or were you just writing a song? Okay.
Yes, it pretty much kind of, I mean, once I just started singing, and it just felt like their song, you know, and I think to begin with, we pretty much sat down and we just decided we just need to try to write a good song, you know.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's, you know how it is. I mean, when you're in the writing room with two or three artists, it's like you want to figure out, you know, who you're writing for, but also at the same time, I feel like that's just going to, if you write a dang good song, anybody can make it theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, it's going to reveal itself, you know,
for
but
sure.
I was just curious because I talked to so many artists, you know, artists that are out there just, and they're writing a lot with other people, and sometimes, and you know, they'll write songs, they want to hold on to them, for themselves and not want to pitch them. And I'm always telling them, my goodness, no, yes. You know, let that song go where it needs to go, because sometimes that's the quickest way for you to get somewhere as an artist. And so I really love the fact that you are a songwriter and you've been a songwriter for so many years, and you actually say that, you know, it's what you do or what you have to do. You know, so that's pretty cool, because while there are a lot of artists out there that do write songs, there's still a lot of artists that don't, you know, and they record good songs, and that's wonderful too. But I was just curious about that, because sometimes artists don't really understand that sometimes letting go is of a song that they're close to is one of the best things they could possibly do.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, it can open all kind of doors for you. And yeah, that's really kind of my way of even trying to get my foot in the door, I guess. Like, back in 2014 is when Luke Combs ended up cutting a song of mine that we wrote together called Share If You Want To.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, I mean, nobody knew who Lainey Wilson was. I mean, like, nobody. And I just was having an extremely hard time getting my foot in the door on Music Row and get my name out there. But I finally decided it was through my songwriting that I was going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just stuck with that, and I was like, you know, I've got to figure this out one way or another, and I think it's just going to be writing songs for other people until people notice what I do and think mm-hmm. it's cool.
Nice.
And that is so wonderful you approached it that way. But how did you meet Luke Combs?
You know, I met him at Tin Roof Revival off of DeMondrian. It's crazy. It is so crazy. But
Brandon, you have to live in Nashville to understand that
thing.
And just know what the Tin Roof Revival is all about.
I've had way too many good times there.
Yes.
But I remember he was literally sitting on the church pew and he was playing. This was like his first or second time coming to Nashville, and it was in between songs. I just remember walking up to him and saying, I want to write with you. And he was like, you want to write with me? And I'm like, yeah, I want to write with you. And he said, well, shoot, okay. So he made a trip back to Nashville to write for the week. And
wow.
And then he ended up actually moving here. And my gosh, I'm so proud of him.
If we were talking about him, was it last week on Talk of the Road, Brandon?
I believe it was, yeah.
I was just saying that, like, he's broken mm-hmm. all these records on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just that. I think that's so wonderful. It fills my heart up so much just listening to you, Lainey, and hearing these stories. But one common thread that I'm pulling from this is that you were not afraid to walk up to people and knock on that door or reach out to people. And that's just, you know, that's just something you got to do, or it's something you can't help but do when you love the music and you're in Nashville, you know. But you know, you have just been positioned in some of the right spots, and I love that for you. I think I was looking at some of your stuff today, and I was just feeling, and I don't mean to get all quirky here on us, but
oh girl,
I was just thinking, you know what, she's going to be around.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
going to be, and I say that because, you know, there's just so many artists out there now,
yeah.
and the over the last 15, 20 years, the internet has just opened up so much. I'm older than you, probably both of you, and Brandon, and I can tell you that when I first wanted to become a songwriter, and I mean, it was like looking in the yellow pages. I was like, what? Wait a minute. How do you find your way, you know? And so I only say that because there's so many people out there, and you're definitely a standout. I cannot.
Well, I appreciate that.
I can't wait to hear more from you.
Well, I'm super blessed, and I'm not giving up. That's my thing, you know. I mean, I always, this is kind of a silly story, but I always talk about it when people say, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, or, you know, just holding on and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I grew up riding horses, and my daddy, he bought this horse when I was, I don't know, 8 years old probably, and the horse was two, and the horse mm-hmm. had not been ridden. I mean, I think one person had been on its back. But I remember Daddy put me on the horse, and the horse was bucking, and I was crying, and I was saying, Daddy, I want off, get me off, you know. I was terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, hold on. And he didn't realize it, but that was seriously probably one of the biggest life lessons I will ever learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so just when I feel like I'm about to fall off, I'm just holding on for dear life. And it's all about the ride and mm-hmm. working for what you want.
I had a similar memory, but completely different, about 2 hours ago, and I ran up to Marshall's to try and get some Christmas shopping in. This is a weird segue, but I have to tell you
why. I love it.
I was thinking about things that we remember that really make an impact on us, y'all. And you just reminded me, Lainey, I was sitting there in Marshall's remembering some of the worst gifts I ever got, and it stops me. It stops me from buying that wallet and putting four quarters in it for my niece or something. And I swear, I remember years ago getting that wallet, and I don't care if I was 15 or 16, and I opened it, and it was four quarters. I thought that was pretty crap.
Oh, my gosh. That is not good for the ball.
I was like,
it is crazy the stuff we remember.
It's crazy the stuff we remember and how impactful it is on mm-hmm. our lives, and I love that your dad said, no, hold on. And that you've kind of used that through, and that's just been, you know, such a centerpiece of your life. Wow. Yeah. Well, that has nothing to do with Christmas shopping. Nothing.
Hey, I mean, it does.
But if I can remind y'all not to buy crappy gifts because people will remember.
I mean, it could also have to do with you shopping for yourself. If you want something bad enough, you hold on to it.
That's it.
Don't let it go.
That's where you hide it, is what you do, lady. Tell the truth. We put it in the bin, and we hope that no one finds it or straightens out until we get back, and we pick it up.
I love it. No, it's great. I love it's great conversation. I wanted to ask you, Lainey, about two great singles you put out. Sunday's Best was another one this year that really caught a lot of people by storm. And then, of course, back in July, Small Town Girl. Give me the scoop on those.
Yeah, so we kind of, without even knowing, you know, anything about this whole pandemic thing, thank goodness we had already decided prior to all this that we were going to kind of do like a waterfall type mm-hmm. release. And since we can't play shows and stuff, I mean, it's been a great thing because I've been able to still, you know, put stuff out there. You know, right now more than ever, people need music.
Yep.
Yes.
And, it's been great. Yeah, we released Sunday Best, and people love it. It's still one of my favorites that I've put out. I haven't been able to play it live just yet, so mm-hmm. I can't wait to see how it goes over that way. And then Small Town Girl, we put it out, and then about 2 months after that, I believe, it got put into
Yellowstone
as well. Yes.
Right. Now, that is a perfect song as well. They all are perfect mm-hmm. for Yellowstone. But, yeah, that one, too, was, like, oh, perfectly positioned there.
Yes, they've been great to me. I got to go out there, I believe, in August and play a little private show for the cast and crew and do that whole thing, and they treated me like family. It's been awesome.
I love the story, too. What's it been like for you? I mean, all these great sold-out tours, I mean, when they were going on for the UK and Germany, and, of course, big names that you stepped on stage with, like Justin Moore and Tyler Farr and Ashley McBride. Yeah. Just talk about what you kind of gained from that, too, opening shows like that to kind of bring into your shows as you get to travel the world and play those shows. And we're going to get back to that, hopefully, in 2021.
We sure are. Yes, we are. It's such a, like, crazy thing, because a lot of these people that I've been able to go on the road with are people who I've just looked up to for the longest time. You know, I mean, I just got off the road before, you know, the whole pandemic hit. I was on the road with Justin Moore and Tracy Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember listening to Tracy Lawrence when I was a kid, and it was so crazy. I played a 20-minute set. I'm talking about just enough time to get up there, sing a couple songs, and get my butt down.
Mm-hmm.
And Tracy Lawrence and Justin Moore, every single night before the tour got shut down, they sat there on the side stage and they watched me. Literally, they watched me walk on stage and they watched me walk off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a cool thing for me, because I was like, you know, when I have the opportunity to be a headliner and I have people opening the show for me, they don't understand how much that meant to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just made me feel like I was one of them, and it made me feel like they supported me and had my back. And really, it's the same thing with, like, Ashley McBride. She has my back. I'm telling you, we played a run of shows together probably this time last year. And she told me, she was like, she said, Lainey, I believe in you, and I think you're going to kill it. She said, but you need to promise me one thing. She said, you need to promise me that when you find somebody who you love and believe in as much as I do you, mm-hmm. that you grab their hand and you help them over the wall too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That just stuck with me. You know, mm-hmm. when artists like that, who don't have to, but they do, they take the time to get to know you. Mm-hmm. And because they've been there before, you know, they've been in the 15, 16 passenger van just trying to get there, you know, and it's just, I feel like I learn something every single time I get to go on the road with people like that.
Well, it's a great feeling too. And I love the fact that, you know, you're plowing away every day you get up to, man, just to harvest everything and get out there and do what you got to do to be one hell of a songwriter, just one hell of an entertainer. And I love the EP, Redneck Hollywood, and, of course, just all the music. Again, Lainey Wilson here on the Backstage Pass. Check her out, LaineyWilson.com. And go get the latest single and, of course, Redneck Hollywood across all the digital platforms. So, Lainey, I got to have a little fun here on the show with Rapid Fire. We have fun with this little series of funny questions. And cool thing is we get to just throw some stuff out there and get to know you more on a personal basis. So let's talk about binge watching. You mentioned Yellowstone, of course, the songs featured in there. Any other good series that you've gotten into on the documentaries or Netflix or Hulu?
Shoot, to be honest with you, I am so ADD, I have a hard time sitting down and watching a show, but right now I am watching The Queen's Gambit.
Okay.
And it's great. I mean, I've only watched like two episodes, but that's what I'm planning on doing tonight.
I need to check that out too. It's been really good.
What about y'all? I want to know. Tell me, what are y'all watching?
Oh man. Melissa, go ahead. What do you got?
Well, I got to be honest, I was a little bit late when we were talking about Yellowstone. I was a little bit late getting onto it, and then I just sat and I binge-watched mm-hmm. the whole thing. But that is on my list, too, is The Queen's Gambit, is to get on board with that. So you're saying you've just only watched the first and second episode so far?
Yes.
You're already hooked?
Yep. I'm hooked.
Well, so normally I am really good about all my holiday shopping, and I'm done and wrapped and everything by now, but I'm a little bit behind this year.
Hey, you know what? 2020, I get it.
Right, so I'm probably not going to start. I'm probably actually might be done with my binge watching for the year, but I've also heard that I've been watching a lot of people go crazy on Twitter talking about The Crown. Is that mm-hmm. one that you've seen?
I have not seen The Crown, but my roommate has, and yes, she talks about that one.
It seems controversial, so I'm a little curious about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, Brandon, you turned me on to one that I turned off.
turned it on.
Oh, yeah. Lord, tell me. So I don't
No, it was just a Cobra Kai. No, it was okay.
I got hooked on it. I'm sorry, but I don't know,
it's
man.
An old school karate movie. Yeah. No, yeah. It was okay, but I couldn't get into it as much as I wanted to get into that, Brandon. I'm really sorry.
That is funny.
But you know, there's a couple of good ones that I haven't seen yet that maybe if I get a chance to slow down right before Christmas, I might. But other than that, it's going to have to be 2021. And if I get any downtime, I get it.
What about food, lady? Anyway, what's been?
I'm a big fan of the Game Show Network. I love me some Family Feud.
Oh yes.
Oh my God! Yeah.
I gotta love Family Feud. What about food, lady? What's been the food of choice? Do you like to cook? Do you like takeout? What's going on there?
So before quarantine, I'll be honest with you, I could mess up a Hot Pocket. I mean, like not good at all, but. I have kind of figured it out. I've been making some great, like, shrimp mango tacos.
Ooh.
Right. Y'all are making me hungry now.
Yeah.
and when I don't cook, my favorite food is pizza.
So. There you go. I knew we'd get along just fine. Yes, tacos and pizza are favorite foods there. What about hobbies? You get a chance to kind of course, enjoy the holidays. What about any new skills or new hobbies you've picked up outside of music?
Man, so I've tried to, like, do a few things to my house. Like, I've refurbished my kitchen table. I've, mm-hmm. like, painted weird designs on my bathroom wall, which I don't really know if I like yet. It was kind of one of those, like, Britney Spears moments where I just need to do something crazy.
You got to elaborate a little bit on that, lady. Now, how did you do it? Like,
you know, the green painter's tape. Yeah. And I did the whole triangle thing everybody's doing on TikTok. Right. I basically just kind of like taped it off, and I painted every triangle a different color. So it kind of scares me every time I walk into my bathroom. It probably will not stay that way. But yes, I've done stuff like that. But my hobbies when I go home, I love to just be outside, ride my horse, four-wheelers, anything like that, really.
Love it. What about drinks of choice when you get a chance to wind down? Is it a good whiskey, a good wine? What are we talking about there?
Whiskey. Every time.
All right.
Whiskey. I love me some Jack and Diet Coke. Whiskey on the rocks. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm. That means we're going to get along just fine when Melissa and I get out to a Lainey Wilson show when we get our butt to Nashville coming up next year for the
music festival.
If you'll have us out there, Lainey, we'd love to sit front row and just hang out with you. I think it'd be really cool.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. we're going to have her out for CMA Fest. We're going to be live. We'll see where we're actually going to be. We can't announce it just yet, but I was just on a call today about that.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. I mean, whether or not it is, you know, full-on CMA Fest, we're not going to have to shut it down again this year.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it. I can't wait.
We will get to share a smile with you.
We will.
Man, wouldn't that be nice?
I'll tell you what, the EP's out there, Redneck Hollywood, of course, all the great music from Yellowstone and Small Town Girl, and of course, Pieces with Muscadine Bloodline, our good buddies that have done the show here on the Backstage Pass, and of course, Dirty Looks, and just all the great music out there. Check her out, LaineyWilson.com. And Lainey, thanks so much for jumping on the show with myself and Melissa. Happy holidays to you and your family. Safe travels back home, and looking forward to catching up in 2021, my friend.
Yes, thank y'all so much. I've enjoyed this. Happy holidays, Lainey. We'll see you.
That's the great Lainey Wilson here on the show, presented by Tour Guitars. You guys stay tuned for more.
If you're in the market for a custom-made, custom-designed acoustic guitar, there is only one place to go, and that is Tour Guitars. Our custom-made guitars can be made from numerous shapes and sizes to accommodate multiple playing styles, personal playability, and voice. Choose from many exotic rainforest woods or domestic tone woods. Many are hand-finished in the old-style French polishing method. Personalized inlays are a feature, as are embellishments like pickups, sound ports, shell inlays, wooden, and shell rosettes. We design together and then we create. Pictures are provided from start to finish. Tour Guitars' sweet tone comes from the wood. To get yours today, visit toirguitars.us or give us a call at 806-252-8943. That's 806-252-8943.
Hey folks, this is Gord Bamford, and you're listening to my good buddy Brandon Morrell and the hashtag Redneck himself, Gord Bamford, on a Backstage Pass. If you want some more info on myself, check it out at gordbamford.com, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for joining us here on the Backstage Pass, powered by thesportsguyspodcast.com and presented by Tour Guitars, Morrell Outdoors, Beaumont Fast Signs, CreativeInc.com, and Ermis Double E Grocery. Be sure and keep it locked on thesportsguyspodcast.com. It's a grand slam of sports and music.
What's up, y'all? This is Brahma Bull with Moccasin Creek. Checking in to you right now with the Sports Guys Podcast. If y'all want to catch up on everything music and sports related, hit them up. Check them out at www.thesportsguyspodcast.com.